The Big Black Bible. On March 5, the Lord kept me awake from 1:50 a.m. to 4:20 a.m. In the process, my body shook for about 25 minutes. Then the Lord took me to the beach in preparation for the next journey to heaven. We revisited the white building and the powder room. We both changed into our heavenly robes and crowns. Then we went to the throne room where the Lord took his seat and directed me to sit in a chair next to him. There were several men in front of us who were wearing crowns similar to my own. "Who are these men?" I asked. The Lord replied,
"They are the ones who wrote my word."
I looked at each glowing face and I tried to guess who each one was. Sitting in front of me were the apostles, John, Matthew, Luke, Mark, James, Peter, and Paul. The prophets were there as well, men such as Isaiah, Jeremiah, Joel, Micah, Malachi, Daniel, Obadiah, Hosea, and many others. I thought Moses and Joshua must be in the crowd as well, and Nehemiah, Job, David, Solomon, Ezekiel, Nahum, Jonah, and Zechariah. I wish I had time to talk with each one. I'd ask Jonah what it was like to be in the belly of the great fish. I'd want Daniel to tell me how it felt to be in the lion's den. I'd love to hear David describe his experience with Goliath. Then it dawned on me. One day, in the near future, I would take up the heavenly abode Jesus had shown me, and I would be able to have lasting fellowship with the saints of all ages. Then I could ask them. Then I would find out. Then I would know. Won't it be wonderful? Paul wrote, "For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known." 1 Corinthians 13:12. It was still beyond my comprehension how I had been chosen to receive so much in advance of the great day of the Lord, when we shall know even as we are known. But I did understand that I had been granted an incredibly special grace to see so many things. I knew that this special privilege was not for me alone. I knew it was for everybody, so that as many as would be willing to do so would believe and be saved. The huge black Bible I had seen on a previous visit was directly in front of me. It radiated with the power of the Holy Spirit, who spoke to my heart. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. I noticed that the writers who were inspired to write the Bible had notebooks in their hands, and then I realized that the Lord was showing this scene to me for the second time so that I would fully understand the importance of His Word in my life. I knew He wanted me to read and study and take notes as I focused on His Word. My Lord and Master wanted me to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Ephesians 6:17-18. The enormity of the Bible in front of me served to remind me that the Bible should grow ever bigger in my life, that it should be the foundation on which my ministry would be built and launched.